name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord says through the prophet Isaiah, "On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all people." Now, the mountain that he was referring to, what is it? Well, the people who first heard it would have thought of Mount Zion in Jerusalem, which is where the temple was built. In fact, it's the only place that a Jewish temple could be built. And there were three of them. There was the Temple of Solomon, which was destroyed by the Babylonians. There was the temple which was rebuilt by the children of Israel when they returned, the second temple. And then there was the third temple, which was an improved version of the second temple that was actually constructed by, of all people, King Herod the Great, because he wanted to solidify his control over the people of Israel. And the feast that they were talking about was not an ordinary party. It was not an ordinary meal. It would be a sacrificial meal, because as I've pointed out several times lately, sacrifices in general were concluded with a holy meal, and by eating of that meal, you participated in the sacrifice, which is why in the early church they banned eating meat which had been sacrificed to idols, because you were, in a secondary way, participating in that sacrifice to false gods if you ate that meat. Or people would think that you were, as St. Paul pointed out, you know, these gods are, there's nothing really there, they're just masks for demons, but we don't want to give scandal to other people. But we know that we're not talking about Mount Zion, and we're not talking about an ordinary sacrificial feast, but rather we're talking about the mountain of the Lord of hosts, which is not a physical place, but which is his kingdom, which at the end of time will be heaven itself, the new Jerusalem, come down from heaven. And now is the church, which is God's kingdom in its infancy. And because we know as the church, it should be pretty easy to figure out what that sacrificial banquet really is. That it is not, you know, some meal of believers, but rather it is the Holy Eucharist, which is the choicest of foods. It is the bread of angels, and it is the blood of Christ. And through this Eucharist, and through the many graces of Christ, in fact, the veil which veils all people is destroyed. Sin is washed away, because that's the veil. You know, when the original sin, what did it do? It darkened the mind and the intellect. It was like it cast a veil, a separation between us and God. That veil is ripped away by Christ himself. And it is not only for the children of Israel, it is for all people, because all people are invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb, and all people may become adopted sons and daughters of God and adopted sons and daughters of Abraham. And this is, in fact, how the Lord will wipe away the tear from all faces. You know, why would we be sad when salvation is ours through Christ our Lord? In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.